You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
I'm so excited to introduce my next guest here on Wellness for Life. He's a fourth-generation herbalist and the author of 25 books. In fact, one of my first books on herbs back in the late 1990s was written by this man. Let's welcome Christopher Hobbs. So happy to have you here. Now, Chris, that book was Woman's Herbs, Woman's Health. I still have that book on my shelves. And boy, I think that book that I had, it's out of print now, and you've created a new one, right? You have a new edition, is that correct?
That's right. There is a new edition out.
Yeah, I had that one where there's a hand of a woman's hand holding these herbs and flowers. Loved
it. That's right. That was some time ago, but that book was so widely read, I think, that we created a new edition that has updated information. And probably the best feature of it, I think, is that we really review what a medical doctor might do, or what treatment for different types of ailments or symptoms are typically followed by modern medicine, and then the alternatives, the herbs that you can use, diet, exercise, yoga, stress release, and so forth.
That's great.
So I
know that
to give a balanced approach.
Right. You've been the director for research and for product development over at rainbowlight.com. Is that Rainbow Light? It's what I love about the fact is that you guys were the first to actually come out with using 100% recyclable plastic products, or at least for the packaging. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's right. It's from 100. Our bottles are from 100% recycled materials, and it's 100% recyclable. So even the label is not printed on the plastic. It's a slip sleeve that you can pull off, and then the bottle is 100% recyclable. So we're the first company to do that.
I know you've been part of that company since the 80s. And is that when you started learning about herbs? What got you into it?
Well, my grandmother and great-grandmother were herbalists. And my great-grandmother was actually the community herbalist in Pasadena on Colorado Boulevard. And this is the 1920s. So it's kind of a family thing. And my dad was a professor of botany, and his dad was a professor of botany. So both sides, I got plants, botany, and herbs.
No, that's great. If you had that type of lineage, then no wonder you knew so much about women's herbs.
Well, I've always been interested in women, that's for sure.
What are your three top best herbs that you recommend for women, and why? Why do you recommend it?
Well, these days, you know, after going back to UC Berkeley and completing my PhD in evolutionary biology and integrative biology, other topics, I really have taken a more scientific viewpoint. One reason why I did that among many is because our whole industry really is focusing more on what can be supported scientifically. So I started out as a kind of a root-digging herbalist that really looked to folk traditions and the history of herbalism, how herbs particular herbs have been used for centuries and centuries, even a couple thousand years. I really started that way, but then I got my acupuncture license and studied traditional Chinese medicine. And then after that, I wanted to be more scientific, and I think the whole industry is moving that way. So the herbs that I typically recommend for women in general, specifically, are, well, several. One is certainly the herb Vitex, V-I-T-E-X, maybe many of your listeners have heard of it, Vitex agnus castus, or chasteberry, it's also called. And that's a fantastic herb that has tremendous amount of research for regulating hormones, like luteinizing hormone, follicle-stimulating hormone, progesterone especially. It increases progesterone levels and can protect the body when taken long-term against reproductive cancers, I really feel. But it really is a regulator. It really is a regulator, and so it helps with symptoms like cramping and even mood swings that can happen during the menstrual cycle. And so that can regulate the hormones and reduce symptoms and just a lot smoother periods in general.
Can I ask a question?
Been used for 2,000 years.
Wow. Can I ask you a question about Vitex? You mentioned that it's great for premenstrual and whatnot. How about for a menopausal woman? And you said that it is protective of different types of female cancers. Can menopausal women take that for the rest of their life?
Well, certainly. There are no safety concerns about the herb. And again, it's been used for a couple thousand years and recommended by herbalists. But yes, for menopause, it can be very helpful to help, especially with the transition. As a protective herb, you can take it longer, but especially around the time of menopause or premenopause, that's when it really has its full benefit for helping a woman to kind of transition to a different hormonal balance. In other words, estradiol reduces quite a bit, estriol as well, and then the third type of human estrogen, estrone, the body still produces that, but it can, Vitex can help with that transition and increase progesterone and make the transition a lot smoother. And so there are a couple of actual clinical studies on that, so I do recommend it.
Great. What else? What's the next herb?
Well, another one is black cohosh that most women have probably heard of. Black cohosh is, I would say four I can think of, really. But black cohosh is an herb that is got quite a few studies on it. Again, it was recommended for maybe 200 or 300 years by early physicians in clinical practice. And now modern science shows that it can help reduce hot flashes. It can help preserve or reduce resorption of bone after estrogen levels start to drop in the body. So it's kind of a bone protective effect and other beneficial effects symptomatically during menopause. It also is good for reducing inflammation and reducing the possibility of arthritis. So that's a very helpful herb that has some good modern research on it. Another one, a third one that I think is quite beneficial and has fantastic research is genistein. And genistein is a compound that's found in soy, it's found in black beans, it's found in a number of beans. So one good way of getting genistein, it's a flavonoid, it's a compound that occurs naturally in a lot of seeds and in plants. So it's a completely natural compound, genistein, and again, it helps with reducing bone resorption, so it can have a protective effect on the bone, also hot flashes and hormone balancing. So genistein mimics estrogen in the body, but it has a very mild effect of binding to peripheral or on the cell membrane estrogen receptors, and the effect of that is to protect against xenoestrogens. And you may have heard of xenoestrogens like PCBs and other chemicals that actually bind to estrogen binding sites in our body and overstimulate those sites and increase the risk of different types of reproductive cancers because of that. So genistein, by using genistein, that basically weakly binds to those binding sites and displaces the xenoestrogen. So it has a protective effect against those xenoestrogens. And so taking it regularly can really be helpful for reducing the risk of reproductive cancers, but it also has these really good effects of reducing hot flashes, and the studies are quite good on genistein. I'm very impressed with the recent research on genistein. Again, you can get it in soy. There are extracts and powders that you can get. And also if you eat beans, like black beans, you're going to get some genistein as well.
Well, so all of those are so important. You went over Vitex. You went over Chaseberry is Vitex. Black Cohosh. You went over genistein. These are excellent formulas for women. To learn more, we just love your work, Christopher. Thanks so much for joining me today. To learn more, you can go to Christopher Hobbs, and that's HOBBS2Bs.com, or go to rainbowlight.com to learn more about the products. Until next time, this is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Stay well.